Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Question this morning, anything coming out this weekend that could possibly knock Aquaman out of the top spot?
Well, let's get him out of the tub. Here's John Mowat on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline on movies. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John.
And the biggest release is A Dog's Way Home.
This sounds like Homeward Bound reboot.
That's unbelievable. I wrote that down, John. 1993, the movie Homeward Bound. It reminded me a ton of that movie. Not to say that it's not a good movie. It is a good movie. It stars Bryce Dallas Howard as the voice of Bella. And you get people like Ashley Judd starring in this movie. But the movie itself is about a dog. And the dog is a rescue dog. And is adopted by a young adult in town. And he's a student. And he's going through his life's challenges. But falls in love with his dog. The dog falls in love with him. Due to some circumstances, based on the dog's breed, ends up being taken away. And the dog's owner, Lucas, doesn't know where it's at. Ends up 400 miles away from Lucas. Now, this dog, with movie magic, thinks to itself and remembers and figures out that it's got to get back home. And it's the movie's basically the journey of Bella getting back to Lucas. And I'm telling you, fellas, it's a good film. Bring some Kleenex toward the end if you need it. And I hope people find this movie. It's a good movie for kids, good family movie.
All right, The Upside is next. Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, what a mix in this comedy, The Upside.
Yeah, it's based off a movie, the most successful French movie of all time called The Untouchables, based on a true story about a quadriplegic, very rich guy. And he's looking for an assistant, somebody to do everything from wake him up in the morning to help him get to bed at night and everything in between. Well, these two paths cross, and we have this billionaire quadriplegic introduced to this guy who's unemployed. He's got a criminal record. He's just trying to get some signatures on pieces of paper of interviews that he's had to keep the parole officer off his back. Well, he gets together with this guy. Bryan Cranston's character ends up hiring him. Now, here's the thing about this movie. When I saw it, I laughed. I mean, Kevin Hart's Kevin Hart. Bryan Cranston's great. He plays his role perfectly. But if you guys notice, the movie's not getting great reviews. And the reason for that is this was a Weinstein movie. And it was originally developed at one of the last Harvey Weinstein movies to be developed. And when it was introduced in October in Toronto, it had Oscar buzz about it. But since everything that's happened, it's kind of fallen off the face of the earth. But again, this is one of those movies where I hope people find it, because it really is a funny movie, and nothing earth-shattering or new in the industry, but it's a good movie. It's funny. You sit there and laugh.
All right. The Upside, and now Replica. And I'm guessing bad things happen.
How could they not? I mean, this is one of those stories where, okay, let's start with this. It was developed by a movie company called The Company, owned by Keanu Reeves. So it's something that was self-made for him. Here's the problem. They did not release this movie to be reviewed. So that tells us that there's some serious problems associated with this film. So what do we do, though, is that he's a biotech scientist. He works in this business where they bring people back from the dead, and they insert their personas into these machines. Where he takes it a step further, once there's a car accident, and his whole family's killed, and he brings them back. And so we know that's not going to end well. We know that there's going to be problems with these people. We just don't know how the movie's going to play out.
All right, finally, and this movie may fool people on its title alone on the basis of sex. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's suffering right now and recovering from cancer, is the basis of this story and her battle against sexism.
Right. There might be a timely film based on Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what she's going through right now. This movie was actually released back in December, and it is now growing and becoming widespread. On the basis of sex refers to her fight for prominence, being a woman in that profession and in the job that she's done, the struggles that she faced.
A lot going on. John Mowat on Movies on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. John, have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas.
And now the top five movies currently at the box office, starting at number five.
Into the Spider-Verse, Bumblebee's at four, Mary Poppins at three, Escape Room is at two, and Aquaman hanging on to that number one spot.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.